This is a podcast on the subject of duty of care in negligence, with particular focus on the case of Mitchell against Glasgow City Council. We know that the function of duty of care in negligence is to limit the reach of the tort of negligence in particular situations. We know that duty of care is quite straightforward in cases of physical injury, property damage. We know also that it's problematic when we come to particular types of damage, such as psychological injury or pure economic loss. There are also particular problems around duty of care by public authorities for negligence. The case of Mitchell against Glasgow City Council illustrates these problems. Mitchell was a tenant on a local authority housing estate in Glasgow who did not get on with his neighbour. The neighbour frequently threatened him with violence, and there were many disputes to do with loud music being played late at night. Over a period of 6 or 7 years, threats of violence against Mitchell were made sometimes on a monthly basis. The issue culminated at a meeting with Glasgow City Council at which Mitchell's persecutor threatened him particularly with violence. This was recorded and noted by the City Council. Sadly, shortly thereafter, Mitchell was murdered by the person who had threatened him at this meeting. His widow brought an action in negligence against Glasgow City Council, claiming that they had been under a duty to warn Mitchell of the extreme level of violence which was now being threatened against him. It was claimed that they were under this duty, and had they performed their duty, Mitchell would not have been killed by his persecutor. The case eventually reached the House of Lords, and it was a test case deciding how far public authority liability should go in a situation like this. Contrary to expectations that the House of Lords might have imposed a duty on the council, they did not do so. They held that it was too onerous to impose such a heavy duty on a public authority like Glasgow City Council. Had the duty been imposed, the council would have constantly been needing to think, do we need to warn this person, do we need to warn that person about this situation? And it would be resource intensive and ultimately counterproductive. According to the House of Lords, such a duty could be imposed only when there was a real and immediate danger. In this case, the House of Lords had concluded that there was not such a real and immediate danger. The case of Mitchell is instructive because it shows us that the impact of the Human Rights Act 1998, particularly Article 2, Right to Life, has not been as great in this area of duty of care in negligence as was originally expected 10 years ago. The courts are still showing deference to public bodies. They're still concerned about the impact of duty of care on resources, and there is still a concern about the floodgates, the idea that if duty of care were admitted in a case like this, it could flood the courts with lots of similar cases.